Shalom, today's daf yomi is Baba Basra daf kuf dalad Baba Basra 104, and we first look back at the Mishnah at the bottom of kuf gimel amud beis 103b, where the Mishnah talks about a person who says, I'm selling a base core offer to you. I'm selling you a land that is a base core, that is the size of a base core, which we know is 30 seah. So he says, I'm selling you a field. And he uses the language that when he sells it, hein chasar, hein yasar. He says, I'm selling you this land more or less. And our Mishnah, our Gemara explain that when he uses this language, more or less, it means afilu piches rova l'seah, o hosir rova l'seah higiu. Meaning to say that for every seah of the 30 seah, he's allowed, or it's tolerated, if he has included an extra quarter kav of a seah for each one, or if he has diminished it by a quarter kav of seah. We say that is basically the understanding that it will not always be exact, and so therefore we don't have to make it right, that is included. So for a total of 30 seah, we're allowed a difference of 7.5 kabin, that it's either undervalued or overvalued by that amount. But let's say it is more. Yoser mikan, says the Mishnah, ya'aseh cheshbon. Then we have to make it up and we have to fix it. And so under those circumstances where, let's say, he undersold him by diminishing it by 8 kabin, or he oversold it by selling him more than 8 kabin, what do we do? Mahu machzorlo, what does the purchaser have to return to the seller? In a circumstance where the seller sold him more than 8 kabin beyond the original sale, then under this case, says the Mishnah, machzorlo mos, that the seller has the right to demand that the purchaser returns the money to him. Meaning to say that the purchaser can't say, I'll give you back the 8 kavin. No, the seller has the right to say that, I don't want 8 kavin. And the reason why he has the right to say that is because our Gemara understands that a land that's less than 9 kavin is too small to be able to work productively. And so therefore, if it's only an amount of 8 kavin that the purchaser was given extra, the seller has the right to demand the money. Or if he wants, he could also, of course, take the land back, but the money will be more advantageous to him. Vimrata machzilo karka. And so what is the reason for this? Explains our Mishnah. There's this concept of liyafos kocho shamocher. We want to improve the position of the seller because we don't want the seller to be stuck with land that's unworkable. And so therefore, that is the reason why we say the seller has the right to say, don't give me back the 8 kavin that I gave you extra. Now you have to give me the money that it's worth. Otherwise, I'll be stuck with land that's not productive. Our Gemara today on Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph clarifies that we employ this principle of liyafos kocho shel mocher to improve the position of the seller, but we don't say liyafos kocho shel lokeach. Liyafos kocho shel lokeach lo amrino. We don't say that the purchaser can say to the seller that you have to give me money in return for this land, and we don't say that he can say, I'm not going to give you the land back, instead you give me the money. That is not okay, and under those circumstances the purchaser would have to return the land to the seller, and he can't demand the money in exchange for the seller. So this is a one-way principle, and we do not force him to sell the land. We don't force the seller under these circumstances to sell the land to the purchaser. So this concept of yafa kocho shel mocher and yafa kocho shel lokeach, this is actually a very relevant concept for under what circumstances we force somebody to sell an asset in order to pay back a person who is a claimant against him. So the medieval authority in the Sefer HaTrumos discusses a person who has a claim against a friend, and this claim is for a small amount, and the let's say it was a lender has a claim against the borrower for a small amount, and the borrower has land, but this land is his only asset, and the land is worth more than the debt itself. And so under these circumstances, if the lender will take back the portion of the land that he is owed, then that will not be sufficient to work the land. And so therefore, if he's owed, let's say, a very small amount of land and he wants to take it back, he's not going to be able to do anything with it. So under these circumstances, the Sefer HaTrumos says that the lender has two options. One option is he can force the borrower to either sell the entire property to a third person and then pay him back from those assets, or else what he can do is he says, you could sell me the entire land itself and I'll return the money to you that is extra. That is what we can say that the lender has the right to do. And the Sefer HaTrumos derives this as from a logical argument, from a Kal Vachomer, from our sugya, because in our circumstances, we say we want to strengthen the position of the seller, liyafos kocho shalom mocher, and we say that the seller has the upper hand in saying that I will not be forced to accept back this land, and you have to give me money. And so, for sure, in this case, where a person is not just a seller, he has lent the person money, and it's already money that he's already given out for this case, so for sure, we say that he has the upper hand. And so, therefore, the halacha will demand that the person who is the debtor will either have to sell his property or to a third party, or to him directly, or to the plaintiff directly.